Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the evidence for the truth of Christianity in light of world religions podcast. This is episode number 2. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This is really a continuation of another podcast that we did dealing with salvation and apologetics. And I had to decide whether or not to continue the numbers from that podcast or start anew, and I decided to start anew. Today's passage of Holy Scripture is Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 3, which reads, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me." Today's quote is from Abraham Lincoln. He said, "I can see how it might be possible for a man to look down upon earth and be an atheist, but I cannot conceive how he could look up into the heavens and say that there is no God." Amen, Brother Abraham. Our topic for today is titled On C.S. Lewis, Part 2, from the Encyclopedia of Apologetics. Dr. C.S. Lewis was an atheist until he was about 30 years old. His mother passed away when he was 9, and he came to the conclusion that God could not exist in a universe filled with disease and suffering such as his mother had known. Thus, his atheism was the typical variety of being so mad at God as to deny that he exists. It was Lewis's friendship with J.R.R. Tolkien that brought him to faith. Tolkien pointed out to Lewis that in the Bible we have myth made reality, in that what the Greek, Roman, and Norse little g gods were as myth, the God of the Bible really does. Let's pray. Holy Father God, help people to believe in you, no matter what they're going through. Help them to somehow see and understand the gospel and trust Christ as Savior before it is eternally too late. For judgment, according to your word, is coming. Your wrath is coming. Hell is moving. Open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, and save lost souls. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Now, beloved, in closing, I would like to say that even though we are covering many religious belief systems in this podcast, there is only one way of truly being cleansed of your sins, and only one way that you can be guaranteed an eternal home in heaven with God. That way is through Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all." If you do not yet believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, if you do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, May I encourage you to trust him as your Savior today? Here is how. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. There is a punishment for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell without Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, dear friend, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, but let me say quickly, I have some good news for you. His name is Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, may God richly bless you.